I was saying, in our language, there's a word.
What's our language?
Arabic. Okay. Yeah, my parents came from Lebanon, so I'm Lebanese extraction. But this is a word that my husband taught me more than even I heard at home. And that is, any time I've asked him a favor, I've said, Camel, would you do something for me? He puts his hand on his heart and he says, Memnoon, which means, I am so grateful that you asked me.
Memnoon?
Memnoon, M-E-M-N-O-O-N. If it's a woman, she would say Memnuna. I mean, it's a feminine ending.
So the woman says Memnuna on the role of the receiver of the...
If I'm the receiver.
And the man says Memnoon.
Memnoon, yeah. And he puts his hand on his chest, yeah. And he shakes his head like you can't imagine what a gift that is, honest to God. You have to meet this man. He's lovely.
But you'd also have to have the beautiful experience I've had of being in many homes in Palestine and receiving from that energy.
It's really what you're saying, that you see, it's be happy to give the request because it is a gift. I'm just getting it.
I love that because it's exactly what I'm
saying. Because I've been fighting this for a long time.
Yes, Memnoon, yes. That is giraffe ears. That shows that if a person says Memnoon, and you see in their eyes they mean it, then you know that they have received your gift, your offering with giraffe ears.
There's a very similar concept in the Jewish faith, and it's the concept of mitzvah. When somebody asks to fill a need or to do something that's a blessing, the person that is asked to do the deed is indebted to the person that asks because it's giving them an opportunity to do a blessing. And they've been given a gift by being asked.
Mitzvah, yes.
Like bar mitzvah. It means blessing. Blessing to serve. It's a blessing to be asked.
So I'm blessed by you asking me to do something for you.
Exactly. And isn't that truth? Isn't it so obvious? But yet to be obvious, to say this with this energy, to make yourself conscious of the beauty of that, goes on continually. Every day, we all have needs and we all have opportunities to meet the needs of others and ourselves. This is life. It's a mitzvah. It's a memnoon. But I can take this beautiful thing and turn it into something ugly by making my request a demand. Then that'll be the real test of the other person to still hear a memnoon. So if I say to you, you know, after all I've done for you, the least you could do is. Now, if you have giraffe ears, you'd still hear a mitzvah. But you have to have a bigger size. grand jumbo ears.